Unfair, unsafe and wrong. Social media erupts after Taiwanese fighter who failed DIPA gender test defeats female opponent. By Warner Todd Houston on August 2, 2024. Social media has erupted in condemnation of the International Olympic Committee, IOC, for its decision to allow two boxers who failed DIPA gender tests to compete as females in the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris this week. The overwhelming victories by Algerian boxer Amin Khalif on Thursday and Taiwan fighter Lin Yuting on Friday have caused an uproar in sports. Both boxers were barred from IBA-sanctioned events in 2023 because they did not satisfy the gender testing required by the organization's latest rules. In 2023, the International Boxing Association, IBA, President Umar Kremlev explained his organization's decision to disqualify Taiwan's Lin Yuting and Algeria's Amin Khalif from competing in the IBA's 2023 Women's World Boxing Championships, according to Russia's TASS news agency. Based on DNA tests, we identified a number of athletes who tried to trick their colleagues into posing as women. According to the results of the tests, it was proved that they have Y chromosomes. Such athletes were excluded from competition, Kremlev said. Despite the drama, Khalif and Lin have been declared winners in their first bouts. Social media users were incensed, with many characterizing the two boxers as males and excoriating the Olympics for allowing competitors with unfair advantage to fight against women in the brutal sport of boxing. Former marathon runner and two-time Olympian Mariana Uchi blasted the IOC for its decision, which she said was unfair, unsafe, and wrong. Another female boxer loses to a male at #Paris 2024. This is unfair, unsafe and wrong. When males don't win by miles in the female category, it shows they aren't very good, not that they don't have male advantage. Shame on the IOC for allowing this. #SaveWomen'sSports. Mara Yamauchi, at Mara_Yamauchi, August 2, 2024. Activist Maya Forstatter slammed the 2024 Games on X, saying it is unfair. Share and share and share. It's not fair. Maya Forstatter, at Mforstater, August 2, 2024. Day 2 of Men and Women's Boxing at ICA Media. Job done. Maya Forstatter, at Mforstater, August 2, 2024. Harry Potter scribe J.K. Rowling allowed that the two boxers may have a genetic condition that makes identifying their gender more difficult, but insisted, someone with a DSD cannot help the way they were born, but they can choose not to cheat. They can choose not to take medals from women, they can choose not to cause injury. Someone with a DSD cannot help the way they were born, but they can choose not to cheat. They can choose not to take medals from women, they can choose not to cause injury, writing, at Suzanne_Moore. J.K. Rowling, at J.K._Rowling, August 1, 2024. As The Telegraph reported, two-time Olympic champion Nicola Adams called allowing those not born as biological women to compete both unfair and dangerous. Two-time Olympic champion Nicola Adams called allowing those not born as biological women to compete both unfair and dangerous. #TelegraphSport, #Paris2024. Telegraph Sport, at Telegraph Sport, August 2, 2024. Former Olympic fencer Julia Bracewell is also decrying the IOC's actions. On Thursday, she wrote, "I am a former Olympic fencer and have been on various sports governing bodies boards. I was involved with Scottish rugby's gender policy. I'm horrified at what has happened and am adding my voice to Sharon's and other much better known sportswomen. I am a former Olympic fencer and have been on various sports governing bodies boards. I was involved with Scottish rugby's gender policy. I'm horrified at what has happened and am adding my voice to Sharon's and other much better known sportswomen." Julia Bracewell, at Julia Bracewell, August 1, 2024. Tens of thousands of others have also piled on. Meanwhile, the IOC feels bad for the dudes beating up chicks. IGT, at DMC200802, August 2, 2024. Man beats woman. Literally. Taiwanese boxer Lin Yuting beat Sidira Turdibekova of Uzbekistan in women's boxing at the Paris Olympics. He has Y chromosomes. He's male. He won by punching her. Let me be clear, this is abuse of women. pic.twitter.com/QJ5DV3P2M. Liz Wheeler, at Liz_Wheeler, August 2, 2024. The whole world is seeing the bankrupt beliefs of liberal progressive elites causing stealing from women of their own glory in the Olympics. Progressives are bad for women in the world. Brett Weingart, at Weingart, August 2, 2024. My daughter is a figure skater who represents Brazil. If boys start competing in her sport, the sport is finished. She trains 5 to 6 days a week. Leaves our house at 5:30 a.m. Skips trips with friends, misses dances at school, sacrifices a lot. They're trying to steal from her. We all have a legacy, at Legacy24_TV, August 2, 2024. Make it stop. Unfair boxing matches with different biological makeup lead to hashtag Paris 2024 being remembered in history for being crazy. pic.twitter.com/k8cp0omi8y. Original Brit, at consumer_common, August 2, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.